ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It's a Friday night show, 3-6-2020. And I'll tell you what, we've seen what Lord Jesus had to say about this. I've been telling you about it for almost 16 years. In the summer, it'll be 16 years. And one of the things I've always talked to you about is the possibility of a release of a bioweapon or a plague-type scenario, and this is one that we're sort of in. On the other hand, I watched President Trump at the CDC, and it was kind of interesting. I said last night, if it was me, I sure as heck wouldn't go to the CDC. And by George, later on that evening, I guess there was a report, because I was probably picking up on it from the Lord giving me an insight as to what it was, possibly. I didn't know, but I did say last night I wouldn't go to that thing down there because they might be trying to give you the corona yourself. Now, in that respect, I guess we have, possibly the Pope with it. There's also been discussion about other people in different governments at the top having it possibly. We know that the diplomat to the Vatican from Iran had it and I think died. And that the number two general in Iran, I think he's the one that he also had it. And so there's people getting it. Now the reporters today in these various press conferences at the CDC and later on with Mike Pence and his crowd in D.C., that the reporters are all of a sudden real scared that this stuff has hit District of Columbia now. And, oh, boy, what's that going to be and what's going to happen to them, you see? And all the free drinks they get and all the free meals they get and all the little parties they get to attend. And all the wild, adrenochrome drinking after, chasing after little boys and girls, allegedly at, on pool tabletops and all of that kind of stuff at, weird pizza joints that, don't exist anymore or never did exist and is all satire anyway. So, you see what I'm saying? This thing is starting to come home to roost, you know, perhaps in some respects. My take on this thing today is that they're now differentiating on tests versus test kits. So test kits must be something different than a test. So is the test the set of chemicals or reagents or a little thing that you can then put blood onto it or add it to the blood or, you know, put it under a microscope? Or is the test diagnostic on a stick? I don't know why they're doing it. But they're seeming to differentiate between test kits and tests. Now, I do think something happened down at the CDC, like I was, in my opinion, discussing last night, where they wouldn't let the guy from the FDA in for over a day, and then when he did come in, he found contamination in the lab. So there's a whole lot of sensitivity about these test kits and how many test kits and all of that. And Trump has basically said, if you want a test, you're going to be able to get a test. And in a sense, that's true. He qualified and said, if you go to your doctor and you say that you think you might have been exposed, you want a test, then your doctor can get you the test. But they're not saying it that way because when they think a test for everybody, it's like sort of a pregnancy test or whatever, some other kind of a thing where you can just do it yourself. Well, that isn't what they really mean by that. And what they do mean is that there would need to be 330 million tests if they went up for every man, woman, and child that wanted it. So that's not the whole deal. The funny thing was that Trump called, if you didn't hear him, Trump, they were talking about the governor of Washington State, Inslee, Twittered out that he didn't like Pence being the guy in charge, and they needed to get a scientist. So then Trump said that Inslee was a snake today, and then he told Mike Pence that Inslee was a snake. So then, of course, Jim Acosta in the second press conference has to bring all that crap up. So you still have some of the shooting yourself in the feet, you don't need to kind of a thing. But be that as it may, President Trump is President Trump. And he's from Queens, Schumer's from Brooklyn. Well, I'll take Trump's Queens any day to Schumer's Brooklyn, although I do know some great people from Brooklyn. And I also know some good people from New Jersey, too, you know, and upstate New York. And incidentally, hello to Mickey Lapua, who's listening, along with General McCormick tonight. And God bless you. And it probably is a good night to have a night off, Mickey, because you've been on the optics too long, brother. So have a good time and enjoy yourself tonight, perhaps. Now, they keep saying still that the chances of you getting it are low, and that's probably, in a sense, true. But I think that, quite frankly, is that what I'm seeing is the best case, according to Australia. Their study is the best case. See if I've got that here, which I believe I do. That the best case, apparently, one study predicts, is that the best case is that there's 15 million dead worldwide and 2.4 trillion taken out of GDP of the world. That's their best case. So I still think we have to get back to, in terms of the understanding of this thing, is the overwhelm of a medical system. The potential overwhelm of the medical system. And here it is. As the coronavirus spreads, one study predicts that even the best case scenario is 15 million dead and 2.4 trillion hit to global GDP. Pretty big hit. And quite a few dead. So Australian National University, and they looked at seven scenarios of how the outbreak might affect the world's wealth, ranging from low severity to high. And let's see what the high is here. Let's see what that's their best case. I don't see that. So anyway, they're still talking. I guess Fauci's come out with a study to show with all the other people that have now, they feel that have got it, how the people that have mild symptoms or aren't showing symptoms but still may have it, they're not coming forth and being tested. But if you included all of them, then this thing is not killing hardly anybody at all, okay? But for the fact of the matter is, you got a lot of people who are 60, 65 or older with some kind of underlying condition that is more severe, Fauci tried to discuss. Like a pulmonary problem or a major heart problem, not just blood pressure. Or other different immune deficiency situations. And although in some cases that might actually work in a beneficial way in some sense. Because some of the things of these type of diseases is they turn on the cytokine storm. The cytokine storm is like a huge, like, incredible ramping up of the storm of the body trying to kill the foreign invaders, and it ends up destroying the body in and of itself. Now, I think the thing to look at is to continue to prepare, because this thing seems to be like it's going to be around for a long time. I don't believe it's going to be gone shortly, and I don't think that the summer months change much for this, okay? And the fact is now they're saying, yeah, it is 9 days on a hard surface. Well, that's kind of interesting. It might be longer on some kind of a porous surface, like a sofa or, you know, some kind of a chair at a restaurant or something like that. So I don't know exactly to tell you that I don't think that summer burns this thing out. And if it does alter it a little bit as people get outside more, let's say, and just get fresh air and get a little more active, maybe they feel better and all of that. But it may pop back in the fall. You see what I'm saying? Right in time for election. So I would tell you this. I would continue to do what I told you weeks ago, to methodically prepare using lists, preparation lists, water purification and water storage, food. And by food, we mean food that not necessarily frozen food or not necessarily extra fresh food for this week and next week, but food that you can store for a long time. Now, that's all of the long-term storage foods like Mountain House, Alpenair, New Manna, Wise. There's a jillion different ones, plus dehydrated foods, those kind of things. And those are starting to sell out nationwide as well. The Augustin Farms, the Mountain House. You go down on, I think, on the Mountain House different websites, you see out of stock, out of stock, out of stock, out of stock, out of stock. So what you got to do is you got to look for it in different places. You got to check the ready-made resources. You got to check emergency essentials. You got to check Nitro-Pack. You got to look for different people that don't show up in the first two or three when you type in Mountain House or whatever. You can also look, and I did see at Bass Pro, I did see the individual, like, one-person or two-person meals at Bass Pro in a pretty good stock scenario that you could buy the foil packs. Those will last you a lot longer than not as long as the cans, but they will last you a lot longer, and they're really good tasting. But you can get regular canned goods. Now, Costco's one thing. Sam's Club's one thing. Walmart's another. But if you're going to the Walmart, you see that, or if you go to the, I don't know what it is in your town, whether it's a Winn-Dixie, a Publix, a Dominick's in Chicago, or a Price Chopper, or a Hy-Vee, or a Albertsons, or a Ralph's in Southern California. I don't know exactly what it is. But you can go there, and you can also go to another secondary one as well. And then if you can't find it, and say if you live in a bigger city, go to the little town outside of the city where they still might have some of the products. Or if you're outside of the city, try some of the ones inside the city, because the people in the rural areas or in the suburban areas might be smarter than the ones in the big city. So that can go both ways. You can still can some of your own food, like Lady J has been doing for years. You can do your own canning. Incidentally, you can can butter. You can can, beef, pork, chicken. You can, all you got to do is do it the proper way, using the recommended materials, jars, sealing lids, all the different things, and the cooking times, and you get it out of the ball jar, canning book, or whatever. Or you have great-grandma teaches you and shows you how to do it and do it correctly. And that's all very well and good. I still like, you can go get chunky soup. You can get Progresso soup, and I like the soups that already have the water in them. I know I'm belaboring a point, but you have to belabor points at times to get people to understand that there are more things just besides Costco and toilet paper and bottled water. And all of those are important. And now as they switch to other things, I would go back and I would hit the bottled water, and I would hit also the toilet paper and the paper towels. And if you cannot get the Purell hand sanitizer or another brand, then look for the handy wipes, the wipes that are the Clorox, the wet ones for babies in the baby's aisle. Sometimes you'll find them there, the Clorox, and also the Lysol. And get the ones that are the lemon-lime or lemon-scented, because it's a good, fresh, clean scent, okay? And you can wash your hands with those and use those to wipe your steering wheel off or your or the doorknob or whatever it might be, okay? Your mailbox handle as you go out to get the mail. Now, I've also looked into some other things because one of my good long-term listeners talked to me, and they said to me, Hawk, I used UV light on something I sent you to kill any germs, so don't worry about it. And I got to thinking about that for about the last 2 weeks here now. And I will tell you what, they're talking to you about how, oh, the World Health Organization says money, we got to get rid of money. Why? Because they want to put you into the New World Order, and they want you all to be digitized, and they want to be able to take away your money or your anything at any time that would allow you to survive to, in order to knuckle under to the New World Order, you see. Lucifer wants most of you dead. People say, well, do you think they kill a few people just, yeah. The Georgia Guidestones say no more than 500 million population. That's million with an M, million, planet Earth, in harmony and perpetuity forever, blah, 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 blah. That is the official prognostication. That's the official set of Guidestones, you see. Of the Illuminati types, all right? And they're going by a number, that 500 million number, is a number that Thomas Malthus, working as an agent for the Bank of England and the Crown, as an economist to kind of found a lot of the economic theory of that day. And the economic theory of that day dealt with workhouses where they, you owed debts and you were poor and you went into a workhouse. And it was a big like factory or something like that, and you lived in there and you had to work off your debt. And you see, they're getting ready to possibly do that again too. Because now you go and you're in debt, and let's say you owe money for a student loan. You're out of luck. You're out of luck. You can't get rid of it in a bankruptcy. Why? Because Obama made sure that they would have you under the gun. So I don't know. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, this UV light thing is something that I went up and I just did a search engine for. Go to, Bing or whatever you use, or whatever search engine, the good search engines, and type in UV light disinfections, or disinfectant, or using UV light to disinfect things. And when I did that, I found all kind of information. And here's what I found right here. Oh, okay. Let's see. Yeah. First of all, I'm reading on a site called ProximitySystems.com, and they have to read the UV Clean white paper as published on infection. Let's see. They've got different places you can click to read the research papers, what I'm trying to tell you. Infection control tips. You can also read the National Science Foundation international test results. And just what the doctor ordered, outsmart the germs, defeat them with UV clean. And, of course, they have a product. I also looked at other products. Now, interestingly enough, they've got a coronavirus pictured in a little drawing right here, optimal UV disinfection range. And they show you some science. And UVC is the non-visible wavelength that is most germicidal. It kills germs. Now listen to this. According to Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, about 1 in 31 hospital patients has at least one healthcare-associated infection on any given day. So 1 out of 31 hospital patients, or perhaps elderly in nursing homes, has at least one healthcare-associated infection on any given day. Now, UVA Clean offers an affordable, powerful, automated disinfection solution that will give you peace of mind that you deserve when battling germs on high-touch surfaces. Okay. Healthcare-associated infections, HAIs, affect millions of people and add billions of dollars to healthcare costs in the U.S. annually. Hospitals and other healthcare organizations implement rigorous cleaning and disinfection practices, you know, like with the bleach and the squirt guns and all the stuff and the wipe downs, the handy wipes, all the thing we think about. Nonetheless, scientific evidence and the healthcare-associated infection surveillance studies showed that the incident, listen to this, it's exactly what we're talking about, the incidence of healthcare staff and patients contracting health-associated infections continues to be a topmost concern. Now, the UV lights, okay, if you get the good lights, it's about a 99.9% effective at inactivating pathogens that cause health-associated infections. Now, let's see what I've got right here. I think I have a better even definition yet. A non-chemical approach to disinfection, and they're talking about their product, UV Clean, uses UV-C light to destroy, listen to this, microorganisms including bacteria, virus, protists, and fungus and mold, and ultraviolet disinfection attacks the DNA and RNA of a cell, rendering it unable to reproduce or spread. Most importantly, the UV light can help you gain the upper hand in the germs battle by focusing your efforts on those high-touch surfaces that are germ hotspots, like your countertop or your cell phone or a number of different things, okay? And so transfer from an infected patient to a susceptible host, most commonly via the hands of healthcare workers or the nursing home workers, by touching contaminated objects and surfaces. Some pathogens can, listen to this, some pathogens can survive for months, can survive for 4 months or more on dry surfaces. Accumulating evidence indicates that contaminated surfaces contribute to the transmission of pathogens like C. difficile, MRSA, and norovirus. Now, MRSA, you see, that would also, I would think, go for the coronas, the other coronas, and the one we're talking about. But it sure would be worthwhile, wouldn't it? The C wavelength of the electromagnetic UV family has, among other things, germicidal effects, destroying microorganisms, bacteria, viruses, protists, and fungus and mold, okay? Does that sound like something that you may want to investigate, okay? Now, you can do your own research. I'm not recommending anything, but I found this site because they had some good information, and when I saw the CDC stuff, okay, I figured that was a real good item for you to get into and to look at. Now, I looked up for myself. I went up and I clicked on an Amazon thing and looked for the UV. And I found one here, just that I'm going to look into. I don't know if I'm going to purchase this one or a bigger one, but it's not thousands of dollars. This thing said it was called a Brightwind UV Light Mini Sanitizer Travel Wand. UV light without chemicals for hotel, households, wardrobe, toilet, your car, or pet areas. And it says, safe to use, an internal mechanism that turns the wand off automatically when the UV lamp faces upwards. So in other words, the scientists, this thing has been proven to work to kill 99.9% of germs using its sanitizing germ-killing function. And then it tells you it can be powered by battery or USB charger. 4 AAA batteries were not included. You press the on and off button for 3 seconds, and when the indicator light turns blue, you can then use it to scan whatever you want to be sanitized. Now, there are various different sizes of these, okay, and shapes and all of that. And I suppose if you got any of the old hippie posters, you can look at the old hippie posters from the Jimi Hendrix days or the wild 60s. But look it up. UV, ultraviolet, UV light disinfection. And you go and start to do your research, take it to the Lord in prayer. But I think this could be something that the comptroller of the currency or the banks could be utilizing UV light to use the UV lights to kill the germs on money. And then they wouldn't have to take it away from us and say that it was something we had to go to the digital currency. They could also bring back silver dollars, couldn't they? Or ounces of silver as money, or the gold as money, couldn't they? We could go back to that. You know why? Silver killed the germs. Silver was valuable. Silver was valuable during the Black Plague days when the people in the north of Spain ate off of, you know, he was born with a silver spoon in his mouth. He had the silver cup, you know. They ate off of silver plates and bowls, and they had silver goblets and cups in places where they had a lot of silver, like northern part of Spain, etc. And they found that they did not get the plague as often as the other people did in other royal or rich families, where they were not eating off of the silver. There were other things that were developed during those days for water, and some of those have become what you would call like the British Berkey today. The old Berkey Light, or the Berkey water purifiers. They called them British Berkeys because they initially came out of there using ceramics with silver impregnation in the ceramic to get rid of it. Viruses, bacteria, protozoa, and different things. Now, you have to make sure you've got one that's got the smaller particle size that will take care of things that are smaller. Not everything will care for or take out a virus, but you can look at the Berkey, black Berkey filters, and there are some others that will take care of bacteria, viruses, protozoa, parasites of all different kinds. And silver seems to be a kind of an item. But you can also get into this UV light thing, and I think that's an area, like this particular one, which was a light mini sanitizer travel wand, they called it, UV light, that you could use in a hotel or in your closet, or, you know, if you've got something on your clothes, you go out and you've been outside, you come back in, you can do your clothes before you came in from the garage, or do it on a toilet or a countertop or something like that. There's also a lot bigger ones, but this thing was only about $65, $64.99 and free shipping. So anyway, that is something that I found to be very interesting. That was just one of like a bunch of different ones. So do your research and look at it and find out if you think it'll work. But I would suggest if you can to maybe get some of this stuff, and then you can at least clean your own money or clean your own clothes, your own shoes, your boots, your ball cap, or whatever it might be, you know. And I don't know how long it takes to clean something or how much to do it, but I also found in this information that Duke University, I found a whole section where they had a video, which I didn't have time to watch before I came on the air, but a video at Duke University where they had a big light in the room, and they were cleaning the entire room with the black light, with the UV light. They turned off the other lights, turned on the UV light, a big one, and it put that UV light all over the bed and all over the sheets and everything in the room, the hard surfaces. Quite a big thing. And then they were monitoring it to see how it did. And apparently this thing takes out the bacteria and the viruses and gets rid of almost 99% of them. I think that's a good thing and a tip right there of how you might be able to do some good for yourself and your family on that. If you could get something smaller, if there's something a little bigger and you know how to use it and you do the proper things and the proper precautions and utilize it the way that you're told to utilize it by the companies that provide these things, so as you don't disturb yourself or your vision or any kind of thing, that you probably would be able to be blessed by something like this. Now, this one that I was looking at was for like dummies, you know, like me, you know, it was like an internal mechanism that turns the wand off automatically when the UV light faces upward. In other words, you've got it facing upward or like towards you. It ain't working. It's got to be facing down, okay, or away from you and down in order for it to work. So just something right there that you might want to take a look at. Might want to take a look at. And the fact is that, okay, somebody's looking, travel wand not available right now from Amazon on back order, of course. Well, Brother Crazy Horse, you're quick on the draw, buddy. I always knew that. And you also got that long-range, old-fashioned gun in the beaded elk hide that you can reach out and touch them from a long way off in the Wasatch. So anyway, take a look. There's other different places to get them. There's I found all kind of different vendors for that kind of stuff. And you might even be able to find something locally that you could, you know, basically do it and take a look. The fact is you better keep preparing in terms of food and what have you as well, because that is going to be the key. If you only have that 14 days worth of food or the month's worth of food or something like that, then you're going to be dependent upon, as they used to say, the man. Get your food, you see. But if you don't need to go out to the truck, to get onto the truck, to go down to the high school football stadium for the lovely help that they're going to provide for you in sleepy little town, you see, with the contractors that are, they're just these contractors from, Belgium, or maybe they're some other UN people that you come to be helpful to you see. But when you got to go down and get on the truck to go get their cheese or to get their water or to get their milk or there's something for your baby or whatever to eat, and you're not self-sufficient or as self-sufficient as you possibly could be, then quite frankly, you are in a scenario where you're vulnerable to being snuffed. So, ladies and gentlemen, you also need to think about protecting what you have. And a lot of people say, well, I want to prepare, but maybe I'm not into firearms, or, you know, I don't know anything about them or whatever. But a lot of people on this show, they're very familiar with, that listen to us here, they're very familiar. And they are able to shoot a firearm, put fire down range to hit a target. And I'll tell you what, I've been thinking more and more about this, and you have to understand what's going on. Have you seen the article that the Army bought recently? I mean, very recently, and they bought top quality Ronnie Barrett products out of Tennessee. They brought the smaller caliber products, but they've got the 223, or excuse me, the 5.56 millimeter UN product, and they've got the accuracy that you would not normally get from it, and they also figured out a way to maybe goose the round and then take it out towards accurate out 1,000, 1,200, 1,500 yards. Well, the Army bought a whole lot of those. Thousands of them. Well, should we not, if they know that aliens are coming in from outer space and we don't want to deal with them hand to hand because they're bigger than we are, maybe they got six arms, I guess the Army is going to look at probably shooting people from a long distance, you see. So should we not, being good Americans and being those that believe in the Bill of Rights and our forefathers and all that kind of stuff and the Minutemen and being ready and being prepared like good Boy Scouts, perhaps we should be getting into, Remington and Winchester and, whatever it might be, Savage or whatever it might be, and get, like Granddad used to say, a 30-06, or your daddy, because they shot the 30-06 in the M1, and they liked that round, because it would get out there with some zip, and it would smack attack, and was accurate, and would knock them down, okay? Whether it be Nazi SS, or samurais that were extremely good fighters in the Japanese army. So therefore, you might want to get yourself a good quality, either bolt action or perhaps semi-automatic, but at least something with a good quality scope and optics. Mickey Lapua likes a 338 Lapua. And I believe he could probably get out there pretty good with that. There are other new rounds and things that are quite interesting, and believe me, I'm not an expert on them because they develop something new every year that's a hot new round, a SOCOM round, or this one or that one for different type of scenarios. But I think as well as having something that's a basic carbine M4 kind of, or AR rifle, which, you know, you're going to be more like you're working out, 200, 300, 400 yards, maybe 5 or 6. Or, the AK, a semi-automatic version of a AK-type weapon, that kind of a thing. Or whether it be a Romanian or Egyptian or Chinese, whatever it might be, a Mach 90. Those kind of things. A little bit less accurate than, say, the good AR-15 or AR-type rifle, but still accurate enough. And that 7.62 by 39 round is a good round. It'll sure has killed more people on this planet than any other one, whether in an offensive mode or a defensive mode. So you'd better get adept at this stuff and understand that if you do not have firearms, and I'm saying if you've got a band of the hand, like you got yourself and four family members, okay, five people, a band of the hand, five fingers, not six fingers like the six-finger Samuel, the Giants and those people, but you got five fingers, okay, a band of the hand and two hands, is 10. So, be that as it may, some people I know have basically five different firearms available in their home. Let's say they have a Mach 90, they have an AR-15, they have a pump 12-gauge Mossberg 590 shotgun, or a Winchester, or whatever they got, okay? They've got, that's three, right? Then they've got a SKS, an inexpensive Russian or Chinese weapon that uses stripper clips. Well, that's four. Well, then what they ought to maybe look at is get them something that has a 270 caliber or a 308 or a 30-06 or a 300 Winchester or a 338 Lapua or whatever, and put a good quality scope on it that you know, and have it sighted in at, you know, either 100 or 200 yards or whatever you want to do, and be able to hit a target out that bar. And then if you get to using it, you're using it on land where you've got, perhaps it's your bug out location or on a farm or a ranch, or, you know, you can actually, if you're going to use it in the future and you can't get out of your neighborhood, you could take a look with a view, you know, a range finder. If you've got a range finder, you range find up there to the cul-de-sac, to the little fountain thing at the cul-de-sac you got to drive around that they plant the flowers in the springtime. Or you look up there at the telephone pole that's on the corner way up there, up the street, and you range that, and you say, okay, that's about 750 yards. The little cul-de-sac, maybe that's 100 yards or 50 yards or whatever. You look over here, and, well, there's a shed that the neighbor's got way up there, or over here is this. You see what I'm saying? And you write down, and you make a card on cardboard or something, or construction paper, and you sort of draw out what would be your neighborhood or your field of fire, and you start listing distances to different objects. This goes into the other thing I want to talk about tonight, which is actual planning. Preparedness plus planning helps you to drive away the panic. But I'm going to tell you, start using your lists of things to prepare for. Food, water, medical supplies. In this kind of a scenario, you need the cleaning type products, the disinfectants, the UV light, the Clorox bleach, the Lysol, the different things, the Meso Silver, the MESO. And go to stevequayle.com, by the way, and click on the find the Meso Silver banner, MESO Silver banner. And that's purest colloids. And if you order some from them, that's one of the best products in the world, which already has Frankie Keys, who owns that company, has an FDA inspector by choice. They didn't voice it on him. He went and looked for it to make sure that his product met all standards and were no question about it. And Frank Keys' product, that Meso Silver, allegedly was one of the things, according to the Red Chinese hired big-time U.S. attorney that tried to buy Frankie's company after he had shipped so many pallets of the 5-gallon jugs of Meso Silver to Hong Kong during a SARS breakout or outbreak. So according to them, it was pretty good stuff, and Frankie would tell you this too. It's a nanoparticle. If you're going to buy that, when you buy it, you tell them that old Hawk sent you over to do it. And I'm no Frankie from years back, and he's a good guy, and the crew up there is excellent. But I would get me as much of that stuff as I could get. And then you need good boots and socks and shoes and underwear. Logistics, logistics, logistics. Supply and logistics of how you transport it to your bug out, or how you carry it on your back or on your butt pack or both. You got it in your car. You got it in the trunk. You got it in the back of your pickup. Whatever it is you got it in the RV, however you're doing it. But supplies and logistics is what wins wars, okay? If you only need one more magazine, and if you'd had that, you could have taken care of the last two guys, but you couldn't, so they came up on you. You had to go hand in hand, and the one guy nicked you with the knife, you see? You understand the difference? But if you had 10 or 12 magazines for each rifle, maybe you had 4 or 6, you know, magazines for your pistol or speed loaders for your revolver, then you're better off, aren't you? But you got to plan that. So now, what else do you need? You need good maps of your neighborhood. You can go down in every city or town, there's usually a map store. But you can also get these topographical maps that will show your streets. You get them by the state. I have Missouri, Kansas. I've also got some other states, you know, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Colorado, Nebraska, Illinois. Get to three or four states surrounding you, and you can go in and look at individual areas, and it'll tell you topographical information. You also need good automobile atlases. There are some that are made. If you go out to a truck stop, a big truck stop, you'll see the atlases that are made for truckers. Now, why are those so good? Okay? Why are those things so good is that they show bridges and railroad tracks. They tell you the height of bridges. So if you've got a big RV or something, you can't go underneath that. Or if you want to know where a bridge is at, there may be a place to hidey hole on the outside of those bridges. There's a lot of secret doors underneath bridges. You see what I'm saying? But get you some of all of that if you can. Because, ladies and gentlemen, I went into last night sort of in a dramatic way talking to you about all of the different executive orders and presidential decision directives that are still already in place, ready to go. They already were activated by George W. Bush, President Bush, after 9/11. And I told you that basically all your food belongs to the military government, all your water, all of your gasoline, your car, all of the money in your bank accounts, all of that stuff. Now, do they have to do every single one of them? No. But even if you listen carefully to what President Trump says, when the jerkwater reporters ask him, are you prepared for this? He said, we got preparations and plans down to the detail for every single thing that you can even imagine to happen. So he's seen the plans now. But I think he's trying to keep them out of the being having to be used, and I think that's why he did some of what he did. Now, this is what Mike Adams, the health ranger at naturalnews.com, what he wrote down. He says, let's see what the name of the thing is. Here's what's coming for America as the coronavirus spreads. City-scale quarantines, overrun hospitals, domestic flight lockdowns, and medical martial law. Okay? And then he's talking about all of that. And I agree with it. And he says, number one, here are some of my predictions of where we're going. So Health Ranger says, buckle up and get ready because the coronavirus is coming to a city new year near you, an old hawk would say, because the wild weasel's really starting to run. Hospitals will be overrun in regions of America as the exponential growth rates cause an explosion in infection cases. Hospital beds that can handle biocontainment will be quickly filled. We're close to that condition at this very moment. Number two, entire cities will be placed under quarantine lockdown status. It may take a while to be fully recognized, declared, but it will occur. Once you're caught in a quarantine, you will not be allowed to leave for fear that you might spread the disease to other cities. You remember the movie Outbreak? If you haven't seen it, then watch it. Because they killed the people that tried to run and get around the edges, and they killed them with, you know, pretty aggressive, you know, boom, boom, boom. School closures will become commonplace. It's already starting to happen, isn't it? Already starting to occur. Over the coming week, there will be tens of new infections confirmed in America by the end of this week, Sunday night, which is probably this coming Sunday, so we should expect somewhere around 100 new cases having been confirmed this week. Within 30 days, if lab testing is allowed to take place, you will see hundreds of coronavirus infections confirmed in America. Watch for the cases to jump to 200, then 500, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. If the testing is allowed to take place, this is inevitable. Within 90 days, if the labs are legitimately trying to test everyone they can, and there was a lot of questions asked about just who are you going to allow to be tested. They ask it down at the CDC, and they ask it in the White House, or wherever, Mike Pence was at with the other, with Fauci and Burks and, Sedlak. Remember I told you about Sedlak and all that? Then Azar and Trump and, the CDC guy, were down there in, at the CDC spot, plus some other doctors. Within 90 days, if labs are legitimately trying to test everyone they can, you will see thousands of coronavirus infections confirmed in America by June. In other words, there will be thousands of confirmed infections in America, and possibly, according to Mike Adams, the health ranger, and possibly over 10,000 by that time in June. Unless there's a miracle intervention, eventually the number of coronavirus infections confirmed in America will exceed 100,000. He said this is mathematically inevitable. It's called a geometric progression, ladies and gentlemen, especially with widespread negligence, incompetence, and even criminal maliciousness of federal agencies that are right now telling Americans not to prepare, don't get a mask, you don't need a mask. Oh, the healthcare people, they need them, but they don't work for you. Oh, they won't work for you. And they got doctors on every show telling you not to do them. And then they've gone to all the providers of masks and said, oh, well, you better give these up to the federal government, you know. And the federal government, of course, may never allow these numbers to see the light of day, since the CDC and the Trump administration now appear to be modeling their response after communist China. Basically just to lie about everything to hide the truth. Now, that's Mike Adams saying that, not me. I think Trump would like to be more out front, but he's also trying to keep the stock market from going under. So governments always are telling a little bit of the lie. Are they not? Restrictions on domestic air travel and armed highway checkpoints. Once the quarantines begin, you will see armed roadside checkpoints and domestic air travel restrictions put in place, and America will become a medical police state. Then, number 9, forced vaccines and show me your papers. Papers, please. State protocols. You see, its timing is this fall now for these special driver's licenses that you have to get. Otherwise, you will not be allowed to even walk into a court of law. Federal court. And they, some even say into a post office at some point. So forced vaccines and show me papers. Eventually, once the vaccine is rolled out, you will see calls for mandatory vaccines and restrictions on human rights for people who are not vaccinated. No right to hold a job. No right to travel on public transportation. No right to be a parent. Prepare to be requested to carry proof that you've been vaccinated. Show me your papers. And number 10, the near collapse of entire cities into lawlessness and chaos. And although it might take a year or more for the full extent of the coronavirus pandemic to work its way across the nation, at some point, entire cities will seemingly descend into lawlessness and chaos, and the U.S. military has already reported planning for up to 3.3 million deaths in America as a possible scenario. The quarantines, paycheck losses, and the severing of food supply lines will wreak havoc in cities like Seattle and San Francisco, where homelessness and filth are already out of control, even without a pandemic. And just remember that you're told no need for you to prepare, even while the military and government are buying every truckload of emergency supplies they can find. It's criminal. When the Surgeon General tells you to stop buying masks because they don't work, and then says hospital sappers need all those masks because they do work for them, You know he is lying. I said that last night myself. Get prepared with gear or get ready to die. Get prepared with gear or get ready to die. That about sends it up. And then he says, listen to the health ranger. Well, let me tell you something. The first thing, the first preparation is that you repent of your sins to Lord Jesus and you ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior. And Lord Jesus can wash you clean. He can also protect you in a Passover situation to where the disease will pass you over. Now, that doesn't allow you necessarily to go out and just be stupid. But Lord Jesus is the first preparation. Lord Jesus is the first preparation. Now, if you didn't see all the things, the True Value, or excuse me, the Ace Hardware Convention at McCormick Place in Chicago, big old McCormick Place, they have a annual Ace Hardware Convention and a whole big deal up there. I think it's about 5,000 people. Not happening. That's been called off. That was supposed to be, I think, this weekend or something. There was one that was, where the heck was that at? There was one that was supposed to be with 9,000 people in San Francisco, and somebody I knew was supposed to go to that, or they knew somebody was supposed to go. They called that off. 9,000 people were going to attend a big convention or conference of their corporation in San Francisco. They called it off. Now, I guess, in Cupertino, California, the Apple Corporation headquarters, where I believe there's, what is there there, about 10,000, 12,000 people at Cupertino at the Apple corporate headquarters, they've been told to leave the building and to go work from home. So this is not, you see, this is not going to be something that you're going to like. You can keep old Hawk in the game. I hope you would do so. Anything is most welcome. Send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. May the Lord return it to you 10,000-fold, and may you go out and prepare tonight. Don't get caught waiting for the paint to dry, watching the paint dry. Go out. Boom. All of the things.